Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geek That Podcast, one-stop shop, everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. The first of which likes to put all of his stats towards strength and health. Say what up, Spicer.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do? What it is? What it be like, baby? I'm getting used to RPGs, man, so don't you little fucking nerds get me in the comments.
It's a crazy way to play.
Man, I don't know what else I'm doing. Like, what the hell is vitality and the goddamn all this other stuff and luck? I'm like, bruh. Oh, and I'm like, oh, luck is like whatever. But it's like, bruh, I don't give a fuck.
I'm dying so many times in this game.
Son, no shit. You just see me rage. You literally just see me rage, bro. I'm like, what else I need other than strength and defense? But apparently, you need a lot more than that.
And my second co-host, who I caught eating cereal straws. Say what up, Merle.
Yeah. First and foremost, we're not here to do that. Cereal straw with Fruit Loop joints, they strike. And, you know, people are supposed to tell me how my story is supposed to go, but I'm going to do my own thing. I know. I got the. I was like, shit. Should have took that shot. More fun. I got the slur in that one, but, you know, your kid's here. What's going on? How you doing?
And my last co-host, who also needs his daily caffeine intake just like me. Say what up, Roy.
What up, it's your boy Roy. Don't mind the lag. This is the first time for me, you know.
No. Not you getting out the way is crazy. No, we're not doing that.
This episode never comes out, you know. This will be my one time.
Usually don't happen.
My one time, you know. It doesn't usually happen, you know. Shout out to Files. Normally they're doing their job. They have
it's wicked, don't he goes shout to
it's okay.
Wait, didn't they just get hacked? Didn't y'all?
That was Spectrum or Xfinity. No,
it's Xfinity. All right, never mind.
Yeah. Look at you being messy. Stop that. That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't put that on the V. We legit out here. You heard?
Before we get the show started, I remind everyone to please rate the show 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Your rating helps us move up the algorithm and bring in new listeners. And if you're enjoying the audio version, please check out the video version on our YouTube channel, Geeked Up Productions. And with the promotion out the way, let's get into the nonsense of the week, where Jonathan Majors has been convicted for assaulting and harassing his ex-girlfriend. You guys saw the same video that I saw, where my son was hauling ass to get away from this white woman. But I think all of this stems from him like trying to like push her or keep her in the car.
Should've just got the fuck.
I know all of y'all have been there with your girl drinking, acting a fool, and it's like, son, please, like, we gotta go.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, they got him, so they charged him on assaulting and harassing. What do you guys think? Is this going to destroy his career? Is he going to... So this thing is on February 6th. He hasn't been sentenced yet, but he's up to a year in jail. I don't think he's going to serve that year. I think maybe he'll get community service because, like, if you don't know, the charges are just, like, crazy low misdemeanor charges. So it's nothing crazy. These aren't felonies, but, you know, there's a lot of talk saying he out of here, which I don't think so.
He twisted her arm and fractured her finger, okay?
Oh, what's you got the charges on here?
Yes,
assault and harassing. So assault and harassment.
It was.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my take.
Go ahead.
At some point. Oh, really? Just throw it out there. It's crazy that Ezra Miller is able to still do his thing as the Flash, but they willing to drop my man's as Kang. You know what I mean? Or Kong. Sorry.
Proper he's on tape pushing a pregnant woman to the ground, bro.
He's on tape, not tape. He's on camera choking someone.
Choking. Yeah, we're live. Like
choking.
Get over here, like crazy. That shit was wicked. So
Mr.
I don't know.
Groomer himself. He's falling. He's falling into the agenda. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna protect him for so much. This one's kind of a rough one because it is, you know, assault on a woman and it is harassment and, you know, saying they're saying that, and it's a white woman, you know, that should have probably been the first thing that I said, but you know, I'm saying twisting her arm, fracturing her finger. I mean, that just sounds like goddamn like a nuke just dropped, you know what I'm saying? And it's very unfortunate. I mean, the only people that will know is him, her, and God, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you say, like, I want him to still have a career after this shit, and he's been convicted for it type of shit. And then it's like, for somebody else, you're going to be like, or we're going to be like, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have that opportunity at all. So it's, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying? I hope he falls back on his feet, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like weird. I don't know what to say.
What they did to bro was fuck shit. Completely fucked up. I mean, I literally just watched that video before we got on here. My nigga ran like probably at least like 6 blocks from the cameras. I saw, like, my man was trying to get the fuck. The only thing I will, you know, once again, like Nissan said, we all been in that spot where you try to put youngin in a situation like, hey, yo, leave me alone type thing. That's probably the only thing I would default him in a way, if you will. But, you know, we as men, we've been in a situation like that with women where it's just like, yo, hey, like, you know, you're putting him in, you know, he's putting him in a car like, hey, yo, go home. Like, apparently you're not in a stable condition to, like, be out about, you know, hell, be around me. Lord knows what can happen. Like, I want to put you somewhere where, hey, you're safe, out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, I can still go on about, you know, whatever I got to do. But, I mean, can we talk about some charges that probably she, like, put on her? Because, I mean, she chased that for a big buff nigga, pause, and he fast as shit too. Like, she chased the fuck out that nigga in some heels. Like, she got the fuck. Yeah, like, there should be some type of stalking.
Or she was, like, hauling ass also in, like, those heels. She was, like, right behind me.
Like, kind of like a God, fast dog. Like, hey, chill. Hey, stop chasing me. Yeah, chill. Like, get her.
That was crazy. That was crazy,
Roy,
man.
Roy, what do you think of the situation?
As a fellow country nigga. Sorry.
It's hard to celebrate, but I told y'all, what, like, more than likely this man probably committed a crime, and you really can't use, like, whataboutism when it comes to this, like, what about Urza Miller, because he didn't get charged for this crime, or what about her, she didn't get charged for this crime, so this comes down to just like the Tory case, right, or like, well, he didn't technically shoot the gun, or da-da-da. That's not what he's being charged with. Man got charged with like 4 different assault charges, or 2 assault charges and 2 harassment charges. Like, chances of him beating that in this case, when there's a video, yeah, everybody, and y'all not the only people to say, like, we've all been around our drunk girlfriend or wife, whatever the case may be, and you're trying to make her chill out. Look, I said, me and my girl were watching that video together. I'm sitting here like, that wasn't no just, hey, chill out. That was a sit your ass the fuck down. Like,
yeah,
and in that, this strong ass nigga somehow broke her, fucked up her wrist, and broke her finger in the process, or fractured, whatever the fuck. When that's I got a fracture, they call it broken. Not to mention, you know, this whole little Kiss Coretta Scott speech. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been told I have narcissistic tendencies.
Saying that to a white woman is crazy. And, I'm sorry.
That is that, fucking insane, bro.
That that's whole fucking, speech was that's crazy. Like, they, to even get that shit out your mouth, like, it almost brought me back to academic shit when he was talking about, I'm the prize. Like, yeah,
you are. I mean, he is.
You are.
Right. He is. But like, not to be that guy. And then not to be that guy, too. Like, was it, didn't Kanye and Kim catch some flack for recording a convo that wasn't approved? Like, shouldn't she got some type of approval to be able to record their private conversation?
Come on, man. This is evidence. Like, this, it had to meet the criteria to get past, like, certain thresholds to even be used as evidence. So I'm assuming this is in New York, right? Like, it had to get certain
cameras
bars to
every corner.
Cameras every corner. Like, at the end of the day, me personally, even like the case, he is technically guilty just off of just the fact that we got you doing that with the actual injuries. But that also shows me, like I told y'all before, the reason why I didn't even think he was innocent to begin with is because there were already rumors of him being this type of person before this shit popped off. Like, we're just now hearing about this. Like I said, yeah, we don't know these niggas. We don't know him. We all love him. We love his acting. Great black actor on the rise. Like I said,
I don't know about love him. That's strong.
We all gonna root for him. But at the end of the day, we don't know him. Like I said, there was a rumors like last year before this shit popped off. Like, yo, this man be.
Like, he's arrogant.
He's abusive. He's abusive. He's an asshole. Like, that's his personality. And maybe he was going to change. But unfortunately, he was with a white woman and got himself hemmed up in this situation. So now it's Front Street. We all know about it. You can get another job, but like, it's not going to be that easy. It's just like, you're going to have to build yourself back up, you know, over time.
He's just like, why would you say that shit? Gonna be on some
Black Christmas movies. Enjoy.
Why would you say that shit to a white woman, son? I don't know, son. Like, that shit is still like tripping me out, geeking me out, bro. It's like, act like
I feel like you would have said to any woman who was with at the time, though. If she was Hispanic, he would have said to her too. Just like, yo, if you with me, you gonna be this way.
But if we flip it, if he's not Black, if he is of another nationality, I mean, hypothetically white, would he get away with this? Like, let's be honest. Yeah. Like,
no, okay. Nobody's getting away with this in this day and age. Like,
someone already got away with it, but okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Talked about Ezra Miller. We just talked about that.
Like I said, it's all like based off of who's, you know, pressing the charges and all that shit. Like, Ezra Miller apparently fucking kidnapped a fucking 17-year-old woman, but no one's pressing charges. Yeah, so like, at the end of the day, it's gonna be who's pressing charges. Like, now what threshold of bullshit you gonna do for like Marvel and DC and all these other companies? That's their own problem. They gotta figure that shit out, because like I said, this man was everywhere. So that's the problem. You do fuck shit, it's gonna be everywhere.
Do you think the white girl doesn't press the issue if he doesn't get with Megan Good, like in the midst of their split? I'm so serious.
I thought she tried to back off the charges. I don't even remember. I thought she was like,
she
not even
did
trying
call
to press
off the charges,
charges,
but I think New York was like, nah, we keeping these shits. I think New York is like just like Virginia was like, we'll pick up the charges or something like that.
he's proving our point right there. See, he did what Ezra did.
So I pulled up this list earlier, so now Jonathan Majors is going to join this list. So I mean, black actors that were on the rise that, you know what I'm saying, did some fuck shit or were alleged for doing some fuck shit, and you know what I'm saying, so we got people like Columbus Short, the dude from Stomp the Yard, and you know what I'm saying, a few other movies. He was hit with a felony battery charge. We got Jason Mitchell from The Chi. I think he was on like the first season of The Chi, maybe like the second, maybe. And then they just like, I don't know if his character died or he just stopped showing up for the show.
Yeah, he's like,
you know,
sexual assault, something like that.
Yeah, so he was
like
accused of sexual shot
on the stage or the show.
So he had sexual harassment. We have Isaiah Washington, who was a lead character on Grey's Anatomy. You know what I'm saying? He said a homophobic slur on set. Darius McCrary, Eddie Winslow. You know what I'm saying? He got canceled for alleged off the camera incidents. And then Nate Parker, which is, you know what I'm saying, if I showed everybody his face, you know, she'd be like, damn, where the fuck has he been? He was in Birth of a Nation. And I think he had been like acquitted of rape or something like that, but it was some more like sexual, you know, harassment charges. So it's rough. It's fucked up, man. It's damn.
I mean, it's going to end up like them, though.
Nah, and then I'm like, you use old boy in there to do from Grey's Anatomy. And like, I know for sure. I know his story for
he
sure.
He wilded out.
He wilded out.
He should have cooled it.
He should have cooled it a long time ago. He was being homophobic for seasons, not just like one instance. Like literally,
all this other shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Think about it.
Believe me, because we were watching the show, watching it back. Like, damn, what happened to this dude, man? This man just came. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nah. Like in general, hey, I think it's gonna work out for him some type of way. The man's still like 35, 36. Like,
very.
He's a great actor. And I'm sure people will like, though, like you see what his team was already trying to do with the whole Megan Good situation, you know, with the whole like him trying to stop the fight stuff, like the PR.
So he's reading the Bible in court.
Yeah, reading the Bible in court while your accuser is on the stand. I'm sure they'll figure out something and come back, because like that list, the one thing about that list is I don't know if those dudes are as nearly as talented as him.
Jonathan Major got crazy range, but so like this is not the end of him. He's definitely going to is definitely dropping, but like I think he'll be back.
See that final move Columbus Short did in Stomp the Yard? Like, watch your mouth.
So right, so
he won it for
internet culture and Adam 22 is in the news again. What for, man?
So Adam 22 is now, well, I don't say is now a confirmed culture vulture, because I think the last year has just been like him proving that he is a culture vulture over and over and over again. But this is like the final straw for a lot of like the last bit of No Jumper fans that he has left. Crip Mac, who's been on No Jumper the last couple of years, you know, going super viral, you know, 5'5" Crip and all that.
Don't do that. You can't do that.
Viral.
So he is, Adam essentially, like, and Adam does this with a lot of things. He used the fuck out of Crip Mac, especially after he lost AD, T-Rell, Duno, and all them. He had to, he switched to like full on gangbanger mode, where he's just, all he had was gangbangers on that nobody had never heard of. But he made sure that Crip Mac came back once it got rid of T-Rell, because gang affiliations. So he used him on like all these videos and stuff, trying to just keep promote his brand. Used him on his new reality TV show with his wife, you know, to find out who's gonna fuck his wife with him. He was one of the contestants, apparently.
Him throwing a five and tag teaming his wife is crazy. Like, I thought crazy. Of it. Like, if he would have won that joint.
Even him even touching your wife, grabbing your wife's ass on the first episode.
Palming that joint, not grabbing. He palmed that shit like a basketball joke. Like, that was crazy.
Wow. So all of this to say, in the last like week and a half, essentially, people have been reaching out to Adam to talk to the courts about Crip Mac, because Crip Mac has a court case going on. He's about to go to jail for who knows how long. I forgot what the charges are for. So essentially, they're trying to have him speak to his character, right? Because at the end of the day, he's technically a No Jumper employee, or at least a No Jumper contractor. Mm-hmm. And Adam 22 is a boss, so he can't speak to his character and what he's been doing for the last couple of years. But when this has been brought up against him by China Mac, and you know, just generally by the community, he responds. Oh, by Whack 100, who doesn't even like Crip Mac, is also like, bro, you should just go up there and do it. He's saying, I can't do it because I have interviews scheduled that day.
Ooh,
my
schedule is so busy.
Schedule is too busy. People are flying in and out of town to come do these interviews. You know, these little known rappers that no one gives a fuck about, mind you, because Adam's like legacy when it came to interviews has gone straight downhill in the last like 4 or 5 years. No one cares about his interviews like that. But I can't move my schedule because it's not that important to me.
Wow. Ain't this the epitome of gangbanging? Like, you know, Crips and Bloods coming together against the white man? That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just thought about that. This is literally
come together for one cause. Throw up the name right here.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah, so the question is, because it's pretty one-sided. I'd say like the opinions, like it's like 90 to 10 or 80% of people that think like, nah, bro, you gotta figure it out. You gotta push a couple interviews back. You need to send a letter to the DA or whoever's charging him, and essentially say, "Hey, bro, let me talk about this. Like, the man, he's a good guy. Like, as far as I know, he's a good guy, and we will take care of him. Blah blah. Pay for legal counsel, whatever."
He could give like time stamps of where this dude's been at during certain times. You know what I'm saying? Because they could just throw like a lot of shit on him, like conspiracy under a RICO. Like, they're about to be looking at so much of his shit, and it's like, I thought a lot of stuff with Crip Mac was like, I don't really know if like he was really out there doing it, but it was entertaining to me. So to see this shit all happen, I thought, you know what I'm saying, him jumping on the podcast, him doing like that little reality TV show, like, I thought it was like, you know what I'm saying, on the up for him. And damn, man, for him to get hit with something like this and then not to have the support of somebody that, you know what I'm saying, you were spending your time with and, you know what I'm saying, doing that shit with and everything like that. Like, man, that shit hurt me. And I was like, I don't even watch this. I don't even watch Adam 22. But once I heard him say that, like, I was like, damn, bro. Because he's literally, like, probably one of the only people that can, like, vouch for this dude to at least give him a chance. Because 10 years in prison is a long time. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen him, like, if you watched his interviews, like, you've heard him talk about when he's in prison and he's had to squabble with people, like him getting his teeth knocked out and everything like that. It's like, damn, bro, like, throw the dude a bone, man. But I hope this shit is an eye opener for, you know what I'm saying, for our people that just,
he was trying
rush
to throw
on
his
these
wife
platforms.
A bone.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sorry. That was late. Sorry. So, not to cut you off. I'm sorry, but I honestly feel like old boy did it because he don't want the feds involved with his shit. I think we're probably looking at a different point of view. Maybe Adam's shit ain't all the way up in par, you know. Definitely you can see that a lot, you know, a lot of, you know, construct with his business, a lot of things have changed where maybe the money's not there and he's fudging the numbers. And unfortunately, maybe with him getting involved with that type of Fed time or federal, you know, situation or, you know, charges, the feds might look into his shit. Be like, hey man, all right, so you vouch for him, what you got going over there? What you, you know, what's your establishment? Let me see your books and shit like that. And like we just agreed on, you know, he's been on a down slope for like the past year. So things may seem high, but they probably not. Like I was even looking at that crib, like, yeah, I hate to admit, but I did, you know, dabble into that show. I didn't go full fledged, but whose crib was that? Because I don't think that there was no way that was his crib that they record that shit at.
Right? I mean, that could have been an Airbnb. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like you're shooting porn stars. They know how to get sets. For real. So it's a big part of the job.
Yeah, I doubt they're using their own house.
Hasn't Adam been looked at before about like stuff like this? Because like he's like I think
no. Adam is squeaky clean when it comes to the gang shit. When it comes to like the gang and the federal charges, he's squeaky clean on that side.
He's been stalled out by gang niggas, but when it comes to like federal stuff, no. Not so much.
Yeah, you talking about, but I mean, like there's other accusations. Yes, he has those, and those have been. Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know. I feel like him being quiet and fucking like going into a hole is more fucking suspicious. Like you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's you could call it suspicious, but like I was saying, pointing to earlier, I think this is just a missed opportunity by him. But it because this is such a layup. You know what I'm saying? Like
right. Like,
all you have to show support. You down with the culture.
And then niggas you like, all right, bet.
And like, oh shit, I thought he was just straight up a culture vulture because of all the dumb shit you've done in the last year. But I was like, oh, maybe you are starting to change. But this stuff, it's bro, this stuff does not click in his head.
Whoa,
whatsoever. Like 10 seconds, 10 minutes. Like, even if they didn't answer, bro, like, he could have left a voicemail or anything, bro. Like, and people would have, like, rode for that shit or something like that. Like, the fact that he didn't do anything is fucking insane, bro. Like,
well, I think you guys got him misconstrued. He's down with the culture. He clearly let a black man train his wife. So what are you guys talking about? Did y'all not see the video?
No? Did y'all not see
the video? I know you saw the video. I posted
and
it.
And then he picked another black guy. We're trying to be serious here. You know, this is a man for right, 10 years.
I mean, but yes, okay, sorry. We're being serious right now, man. What else do we want to say, man? We've been talking about this. This skater dude, this BMX guy that's been on fuck shit for a while now. Truth be told, man, to be honest, like the $1 million question.
This was your boy, though. So don't like downplay him. Who's like that? This was your boy.
Who's boy?
No. I will tell you. This is my boy. I'm self-aware, nigga. This is my boy for sure.
I pay for the Patreon. I just want to see the porn stars in that joint. Yeah, I want to see them porn stars. I made that joint. They got freaky deaky on them interviews. Yes, sir. Yes, I paid for that. Yes.
And I'm shit not about gonna, them I'm else. Not gonna kink shame you either, but
a show and a show.
As you should.
Yeah.
Come on, man. A show within a show. That's an inception. I was like, yo, this guy's ahead of his time right here. Like it was gold. But you know, once I got rid of AED, I was like, yeah, I'm taking my money away. I don't feel supported here. So it is what it is, man. But I did feel supported, but then I saw a little D, you know, him dapping up him, you know, while they doing that scene together with his wife. I was like, all right, nah, he's for the black culture. We went in again.
So that's 2024, you think Adam's going to be out of here? You think this whole thing going to be out?
Hands down. See, the thing with him is, and I hate to even like be cliche and corny, but like I just established, he can still tap into that porn genre type shit, so he still has a lane, but I will say as of being in our culture and our type of shit, nah, I think it's over. But I think he can still do what he can in a different spectrum and realm.
It's not over with because it's black people and
the little rappers still going to it.
Exactly, we don't stand together, bro. We not about to ban.
Yeah, niggas about to
no
coon
jumper.
It up.
Hell yeah, coon I'm about up. To go to no jumper, nigga. That's the thing is like when you know, shout out to Mensa Entertainment. You know, I was hating when they showed up on the platform. They got the chance to go on No Jumper News. When the head nigga over there, and I'm like, damn, what would we do if say asked us to show up on. You know, can we get a geeked up?
Who's showing up? Let's talk about it right now.
That's the problem.
It's first of all, the way you yelled got me thinking about you.
I might ask you. I'm like, none of the shit that you've been doing for the last couple of years, but you know, this is a business move. You know what I'm saying?
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having me.
When I heard this. I heard this nigga's tone go up. So we got to swing around. I knew it. I got another octave.
Yeah.
We got him.
We got him.
But who? Fuck it. Who you want? Who you think gonna be up there with you? Come on. We got a good cast.
You know it's gonna be. It's either you or Dooley. It's one of the two.
I can't have you being scared though.
But one of y'all gonna be scared.
Merle will be terrified. I think there's good people on both sides. I don't think bless all the parties involved.
I don't need you getting scared of talking to Flacco. When that nigga starts stuttering in your face, I don't need you to stutter with him.
I hate y'all niggas so much. Click to put that on, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll probably go with you, though. So now I'm playing. I'm just joking.
Yeah. But thoughts and prayers to everybody involved. Thoughts and prayers.
Free Crippy Mac, man. I definitely did fuck that up. But,
I don't know if free him. I'm like, maybe not free, but
I don't want to dive into like I said, I'm not gonna sit up and be like fake. Like I watched a lot of the clip, but I've seen, bro, he's been really trying to change his life, especially how, you know, when he first got into the media platform, like, bro was wilding. Like he was OC. I mean, he's still wilding, but there's still some type of reformity in, you know, the way he moves and some of his video qualities and stuff like that. So it's like I said, man, it does suck to see something like that happen to him, and I truly do wish that, you know, hopefully
you're gonna write a letter to the judge.
All right, next topic. So what do we have?
Cool, just like Adam. Nice, bro. Culture versus.
I'm just a black man. I'm part of the culture. I can't hide it. All
right, moving on to music. It is the end of the year, and we thought it would be cool to do our top five albums of the year, starting with number five. Spicer, I know you've had a bunch of different albums, but what do you got for your number five?
Fuck, I hate doing these in order, but for my number five, I'm gonna go with Kali Uchis' album. I forget the name of that shit.
Red Moon and Venus. You must not like it that much, my nigga. Damn.
I know.
Don't do that. Stop that.
That's my.
Don't do that.
but give us a little breakdown of sound.
Of the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with this album,
I thought you wanted to say that's crazy.
The tones of the album were very, like, I don't know, she had some psychedelic tracks on there. She had tracks that were very, like, kind of, like, very, you know what I'm saying, sexy. You know what I'm saying? Your shorty come in the room, you might throw on this track, and it's like, all right, cool. And then she got songs about, like, heartbreak, but, the main thing that I really like about the album is really just the sound. And honestly, like the music videos that she put out with it, like Roses is one of my Wish You Roses was one of my favorite songs on there. And yeah, man, I really just thought it was a solid project. But yeah, I liked it a lot.
My number five was Kali Uchis' Man, Don Toliver, but Love Sick, you know.
I could have been on that list.
Is that on your list? It's crazy.
Okay. It could have been on my list.
There was a time where I was playing this joint, like, I think it came out in like February, maybe. I don't know.
I was playing
the fuck out of this album for like the longest time. The Night Rides Home were going crazy with the
crazy.
Take You Down. I'll Pick You Up.
Ooh, Take You Down. That could have been on my list.
I don't got to explain Don Toliver too much. You do know his sound. You love the sound. Great album. Looking forward to the next one. Also, be on more features next year, man. We need more Don Toliver features.
Yeah, where you been at? I know you're about to have a kid, but where you been at?
Shit, he was just on a song with Black.
I know you seen Callie pregnant.
Is she?
Mm.
I could have swore she was pregnant. Maybe she's unpregnant now. I could have swore she was.
W's in the
Maybe
chat.
She's unpregnant. Nice.
Yeah. They had a Anthony Edwards.
Who wants to go next? Who got which one of y'all?
I will go with I'm gonna go with Never Enough by Daniel Caesar.
I knew it.
This is the comeback from the legend, you know, our Canadian legend that loves his snow bunnies.
We should start acting more like them.
This is a this is his apology to Black women in the form of music. And it is a beautiful album. Let it shit. Like every song on this bitch goes. And it's all just there's so much depth to it. But yeah, good old I don't even know what they call this genre of R&B, but yeah, another piece to add in this collection, because like I said, I have this playlist basically going of just Daniel Caesar mix, and then I have a Don Toliver mix, and Spotify just keeps feeding me those songs, so that's all I've been listening to most of this year. But yeah, Daniel Caesar, Never Enough.
Murray, what you got?
Okay. The most recent one, I'm not gonna lie, it's Welcome to College Grove 2. Like I said, it was a 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne collab. If you know about part one, you know about it. It's not that bad. They definitely came back with the slaps on this one. Favorite track of mine for me is gonna be probably either between Big Diamonds or Long Story Short. But definitely was a good, nice blend. I mean, as we already talked about previously, I mean, aside from hate to put out there that mixtape, but Wayne's been on the tear this year, and if you know, you know, they got history together. They go back, you know, we know our age, Duffel Bad Boy, you know, that shit rung. So just take that type of style and that energy, and you know, fast forward into the album, collab album. It's pretty fire, man. It's pretty good.
Spicer, what you got for number 4, man?
For number 4, I'm kind of stuck between two. I want to pick between Glaucoma 2, and I really like the Chris Brown album this year, that 11-11.
Oh, forget about Chris
that
Brown.
That shit was really good. Honestly, I'm going to have to go with 11-11, Chris Brown. This album to me, it really has everything that you could really want. I've heard critiques about saying, you know, songs kind of blend in together and sound the same. I don't really think that. I do like the second half of the album more. It seems as if like the first 10 songs or the first 11 songs kind of have their own vibe, and then the second 11 songs kind of have something else that they have going on with it. I don't want to spoil it for people, but if you haven't listened to that album yet, I highly recommend listening to it. Some very solid tracks on there, and Chris Brown really did his thing on that one.
My 4th one is Spicer's 5th one, Red Moon and Venus, Kali Uchis. I put this one over Don Toliver because I don't know, I just like her sound. This made me a fan of Kali Uchis. Of course, I heard her on Tyler's Flower Boy, but hearing this album was like, damn, just you kind of like settle into your own thing for me here. So this was her because of the internet for me. This is a good ass album.
I'm definitely gonna have to listen to that, John. Fourth on my list. Let's go. It's so tough. Let's go For All the Dogs, my Drake. Let's like I said,
that's nasty. That low? That's crazy.
Dogs will be
that low. Because I haven't gone back to it as much as I'd like. And I'm not sure if this is including Scary Hours 3. You could include it together. If you include Scary Hours 3, then honestly, it probably should be higher, just because then you have like, and I wasn't one of the people complaining about not having enough rap songs on the album. Like, to me, the sound is great. But that really gives you all the little Drake that you need in there, that whole little, you know, 23 songs or whatever fuck. So, yeah. Got, like I said, on my initial review, you know, it's a very consistent theme to the album in terms of Drake talking about his current relationship or his past few relationships and how those didn't work out, and just being straight in his misogynistic bag, talking about these, you know, how he feels about him and shit like that. So that's why it's called For All the Dogs.
Dogs will be dogs.
Am I next? I believe I am.
Yes, sir.
Man, my list is controversial. Say what you want to say, but it's a gift and a curse, man. Gunna. Like I said, really, really good album this year. That's How You Bounce Back. Definitely got to salute anybody. I mean, we did it for Cole. We did it for, a little tipsy, so losing some sight. But any artist that can just come out with some straight heat with no features, you got to salute, man. Got to salute. Got to big it up. As you already know, come on, man. That was like, we couldn't escape that. That was a whole vibe. That was a whole time. Like, come on now.
It was.
So, it was. It was. You could not escape it, dog. Yeah, come on, man. Every video you saw, you know what I mean? So, gotta, well done, my man. Salute.
Spicy, what you got for number three, man?
So number three, I have Metro Boomin presents Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. This is a compilation album, but honestly, every song on here from Annihilate, Am I Dreaming, Danger, even the Coil Ray song, Self Love. A song that really grew on me was Hummingbird with James Blake. James Blake is, I think he's very underrated and kills almost every goddamn feature that he's on. But this album, man, I don't even think this album has cursing on it. It's an album like
what song?
I think Ace, really? Right?
I think there's like one or two explicit songs. But go ahead.
Yeah, you might count on your two hands how many curse words are on here. But overall, like it's a very positive. And then, you know what I'm saying, for this album to come out before the movie, and I was playing this album like crazy before the movie came out, and then to see the movie, it just made the album like so much more better to see how they could incorporate the songs into the soundtrack of the movie without overdoing it. So yeah, this was probably my top listened album of the year, if I'm going to be completely honest.
I'm mad at that. My number three album was something that Spicer introduced me to, Come Around and Love Me by Jalen. Was it Spicer? Jalen Ngonda?
Jalen Ngonda.
Such an amazing ass album, bro. If you love you some like some Marvin Gaye, son, this man's giving nothing but Marvin Gaye vibes. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
His voice is crazy. Like if Marvin Gaye was out making music, it would sound just like this. So if you have not heard that album, I 1000% recommend you go make some fucking eggs and play this shit.
Make some eggs.
Well, Roy? Okay. My third one's gonna be How Do You Sleep at Night by Tizo Touchdown. Very eclectic taste of music, or a very eclectic album, I should say. Like you go from different ranges of songs, and like from like R&B to rock to pop. Is there rap on there, Spicer? I don't even know if it's really rap on there.
It's kind of like his own style of it, kind of like the cadences and everything like that. But there's not like a trap beat like rap song exactly on there. No,
it says a ton of melodies, great lyrics, very simple, but lyrics that really hit. Like it's the weirdest thing. Like he does, it's so simple, but great bars. Just a great. It's not his debut, but it's a great way for him to break through. Like, you know, just in general, like he's had a fantastic year, and this album really started off his rise. Well, that Don Toliver feature, then the album, then the Drake feature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, shout out to Tizo Touchdown.
What you got, Mario?
Yeah, it's me. I mean, let's get it out the way. Like I said, controversial. It is what it is. Business is business, man. Thugger. Like I said, I know people really didn't feel the album that much. I know. To me, it gave me a nice mixtape blend. I didn't mind it. Sometimes with Thug, I'm not really looking for an album theme or just like a certain lane we're going down. I just need vibes. I need, you know, certain joints. I need, hey, I can play this, you know, there. I can play this here. I can play that there. I mean, you know, as a stand, you know, All You Want with Drake, you know, that, I mean, I'm bumping that every morning. I mean, what? Round, round, world. Come on, man. That, you know, that it, you know, it's uplifting. It's an excellent video. I definitely, you know, especially the vibe, once again, it, you know, once this dropped, everybody in the industry, everybody that was connected to him at least, you know, posted this out the second it dropped, show support. Court case still going on, so salute, man. Like I said, business is business. Young Thug.
Spencer, what you got for number two, man?
For number two, I fucking had I had Lil Yachty, Let's Start Here. I think it's very interesting for me to have a Lil Yachty in my top five album list for the year. That's definitely a first. But with this one, of course, like most of us in here listen to Tame Impala, you know what I'm saying, psychedelic like rock bands and stuff like that, kind of like a get high sound or whatever, you know what I'm saying, not your normal sound or what you're used to hearing from Lil Yachty. So you know, when he came on the album with the first track, like Black Seminole, and you know what I'm saying, you hear the guitar riffs and you know, you're hearing him like really just do like these different cadences and the band's hitting these different pockets and stuff like that. And it's not like a fucking what you're used to from Lil Yachty. I think it really just took people by storm. You know, like songs like Say Something and stuff like that, where it's like, you know, he's kind of doing like these singing, like vibrato, auto-tune kind of sounds and mixing it in with like guitar and alternative like pieces of music. It's a really good album. If you're not like the biggest Yachty fan, I would like recommend listening to this. I don't think it's gonna make you a super Yachty fan, because like I said, this album is nothing like what he's dropped before. But you know, I do think it is something cool to listen to.
My number two is Metro Boomin' Spider-Man, for all the reasons that Spicer said.
Oh my God, we just getting corny on this joint. Y'all taking my number two.
Just saying, son. Just saying.
It's that good.
Fantastic ass album, and the movie just makes it like a million times better. Like seeing what songs go with what scenes is just like all I can do is picture like the scene with that going with the song. It's like so amazingly
done. Is this number two right now?
This is number two.
I mean,
Number two. Let's just share this, because it's my number two. So let's share this moment right now. All right, man. If we're getting right into it, I mean, like the chef said, man, that I'm still fighting. Oh my God. At the end, you know, watching the credit scenes and shit. Honestly, the only complaint I probably would have is I was upset that infamous Miles and Gwen, that Dominic Fink joint, wasn't on this album. And that made me really upset. But other than that, I mean, you're all star cast from Atlanta, Offset, 21, which I mean, to like we discussed, for them, like we had with that Donda effect, there's nothing better than when we can show or niggas can show, hey, we don't have to cuss. We can still spit bars and this shit still be, you know, PG quality and it still be hard balls. So like I said, solid project, man.
Shout out to the Coil Ray song, because I have never heard a single song by Coil Ray, and this one was like, I made me go listen to a few of her tracks. Like,
Coil Ray is alright.
Yeah,
she's alright.
She's lit. And watch her mouth. Well, you talk about her in front of me. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice lot of things.
My number two is gonna be Ford by Jordan Ward. If y'all ain't listening to this podcast this year, you know I've been shouting out Jordan Ward all year. Shout out with the Fan Jam 4800. I can't remember that song.
Yeah,
name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
White Crocs. That's a track. Like it's banger. Just like the smoothest R&B that you can dance and do the dishes to. I can't. It's hard to explain, but like,
and he be getting jiggy too, son. Like, you bro, watch his videos. Yes, like, he be doing the choreography and shit too. Like, it's cool, bro.
Yeah, it's very cool, nice, as fuck. So I've been blasting that shit all year. I saw him perform. I forgot where I saw him at. This perform at. I think it was at the Smino. Oh, yeah, Smino concert. The Smino and Jib concert. He was the opener.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude's dope.
That's crazy. He's busy. He's busy because he was busiest. Opening up before Black. He was opening before Black.
He's another one that's had a great year, and this has basically been a year that's really just shot him up through the ranks. So shout out to him.
Spicer, Number one, what you got for your top album of the year, man?
All right, number one with honoraries, man, because I don't want to leave anyone else. So I'm going to go with the honoraries. Honoraries would be people like the Post Malone album I thought was really fucking fire. The Jonas Brothers album I thought was fire. West Side Gun dropped some good tapes. Rome Streets. But yeah, now that I got that out the way, number one album of the year for me is going to be Tizo Touchdown. You know, saying, how do you sleep at night? Man. I like it's this song. This album is really just, it's so refreshing, bro. Like, there's so many like relatable things in here. Like, there's so many like quirky things. Like, there was a part of a song where, you know what I'm saying, he's talking about like his fire alarm, like batteries being out, and it does like a beep on the song. Like, it's just like creative shit like that that he does. And I mean, like, he has songs with Janelle Monáe, and I mean, like, other people like that, where, you know what I'm saying, this is his first album and these people are like fucking with him, like, type of shit, you know what I'm saying? And when you're listening to this album, like, you may be able to like develop like a certain look for this guy on how he looks on everything like that, but when you actually look him up and you see the nails and the hair and him wearing like big ass football pads and him carrying around a rose and doing all this cool shit, like, it just really just makes you more interested in this guy and into the album, man. Like, man, like, you can start this album from like any track and just let it go through. It doesn't get boring. The sound definitely doesn't get repetitive just due to the mashes that he has. Like, he has plenty of like, damn, like there's a few songs on there where it's like it's a part one and then it kind of does like a beat switch and goes into a part two and you're like, damn, like, which part do I like more, or which part would I wish like he did like a longer rendition of or something like that. And and then, like, you know what I'm saying, then you start to look him up and you're like, damn, like, he was on the Drake album, like, oh shit, he was on the Tyler the Creator album, like, you know what I'm saying, you're like, oh, so this dude's been out here type of shit, but nobody really like knows him. And for me to put this album at number one, and I still ask people like, have you heard of Tizo Touchdown? They're like, who the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, hey man, go ahead and play this, bro. Give them the exact song they need to play. And yeah, that's my number one. And you know what I'm saying, shout out my baby, hold on, you know what I'm saying, shout out my baby Coco Jones, love you baby.
I love you too. My number one album, I guess, will be a little controversial, I guess, because technically it came out in 2022, but you see the vinyl behind me, you see SZA behind me. Who else had a better year than SZA, son? Who else had a better year than the Queen SZA for SOS? That's crazy. Son? Getting number one platinum album, son. What are you talking about? So rarely does an artist have a fantastic first album and it's like, damn, her second album not gonna be good, and it turned out way better than anyone could have expected. So not a bad song on the album, not a bad song on
this thing. I rarely, the 23 rarely, songs,
son, I rarely say that whole albums.
Yo, all right, watch your thing. Don't do that.
There's no nonsense. All right, this is the sorry. All right, no, nothing from you.
Oh, he excited. He got the stuttering off that joint. Yeah, oh shit.
No hate from SZA, but yeah, it's a great ass album. If you guys haven't heard it, no, you should. But yeah, SZA, SOS. Love you. And shout out to Lana, probably coming out on Friday. So.
Yeah, with the I love you. Y'all niggas are wildin'.
Number one album of the year for me is gonna be, you already know, it's my dog Smino, you know, Love for Rent. Like I said, if you don't know by now, there's a certain sound I like. I love me some melodies, I love me some smooth ass shit. Smino's got all of that. Got the bars, he has the swag at the same time, because this nigga's this. He's the only person doing it, you know. Drake tried to copy his style, you know. We all seen that, but it's all good.
Oh, the Vulture?
I still love Drake too. But yeah, Smino, like I said, incorporates jazz, rap, and just like I said, it's just a general, just a vibe to his shit. His producer, Monty Booker, they just continually drop just fire ass, smooth ass shit, man. Shout out to Smino. Love for Rent. Check that shit out.
You know, like the chef did, I got some honorable mentions. It's not right if I don't mention for all the dogs. You know, roo, 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 we in the building. Shout out to Drizzy. Shout out to Rod Wave, actually, for the nostalgia. That was a really good one. Call up your friends. You know, that's my favorite song. I'll be harmonizing in the whip. I'm gonna catch some hate. But my number one, man, I'm still bumping to, mind you. It just, you know, recently came out. It's gonna be Larry June, The Late Night Shift.
My mama do gonna love
him and Cardo.
Huh? So mama do gonna love
you. Said what? That's my dog.
Mama do love Larry June, bro.
Cause he's a real nigga, dog. Like, come on, salute. And I mean, you know, I you know what I mean? Shout out to Larry June, man. If you know, you know, man. My man, he, like, I mean, bro, Lily grinds. He puts out at least maybe one to two projects a year type of shit. What is that? Cardo, Alchemist, Watch Your Mouth, Roy. You know,
yeah, Alchemist had a huge year.
He did. Favorite song to check out. If you know, just test the waters, you know, Pop Out, featuring Schoolboy Q, you know, that's, you know, LA all over on that track. And it's a vibe. I love it. I miss it. Anticipating, hopefully, I know we're jumping the gun on this one, but hopefully I can see a Q album in 2024. But yeah, Larry June, Late Night Shift, numero uno.
And can I have one more honorable mention? Nikki, go ahead and clear the song New Body. So Vultures can drop, man. If you haven't heard the leak, that shit
allegedly.
Fire. That shit is fire, bro. The Backstreet Boys song, bro, man, get you in that groove, man. Honestly, it's really a good blend with Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye, man. Kanye even cursing again, you know what I'm saying? It's interesting. Some of the bars are like, all right, nigga, but yeah, man. Overall, we're getting Burger King. Man, you know what I'm saying? He said, bitches get spinning. Whatever he said, you know what I'm saying? Old ass, old stomach is the new ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, with the tummy tugs and all, you know what I'm saying? Where they put it, their booty. Hey, that's what Kanye said. But, you know what I'm saying? Nikki, please clear New Body. We need the fucking Kanye album. And, yeah, man, we're getting Life of Pablo vibes again. And, yes. Yes.
Is that still this year or is that going to be next year?
I think it's the 29th.
Okay.
Or whatever next Friday is.
True. So Lana might come out this Friday. Yeah. Nice.
Fingers crossed, baby.
All right. So moving on to anime news, where the latest live action anime has come out again. This time, it's Yu Yu Hakusho on Netflix. And many thoughts since One Piece was coming out. You know, maybe there was something here. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, when we found out that after episode 3, you're already entering a dark tournament where, like, I think, like, 5 fucking arcs have been skipped. But, Roy, you finished the whole thing, bro. You didn't make it past episode 3.
You're humming. I didn't. I know. That's why I'm just humming the background theme music for you guys.
Roy, what did you think of the show? What did you think of it?
So I'm gonna preface this by saying I haven't watched or read
don't
it.
Don't build up to last, it. Just talk your shit. How you feel?
To start off, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I really fuck with it. Back, like,
okay.
Because right off back, you're like you're in your head. You're like, we were talking shit about it. We're like, is this Japanese? We don't think.
Correction. One nigga on here was talking shit. I thought it was gonna be all right. And the funny thing is, I find it funny that things have switched. But please keep cooking. I'm sorry.
Anyways, so off back, I'm like, oh, the CGI is not gonna be good, right? I'm thinking, the action is not. It's not gonna be great. Like, I'm coming in there with a negative view. But off back, I'm like, I instantly have to just stop hating because everything is done so well. Like, Yusuke. His mannerisms are fire. Mm-hmm. His fit is so clean, bro. Like, I know you be watching off your phone. You need to watch on the TV. It's clean.
Oh my God. Why'd you have to shoot that shot?
The shots of him in Botan riding in the boat. I don't even know where that's at, DeAndre, but in the little dream world sequence or when he's in limbo. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, yo, this is clean. Like, the little action when they're actually like the fight choreography. Like, I told y'all, I just watch Crows. Just watch that fight choreography.
Yes, son.
Oh, that's why. You already got high school gang violence in your mind. Okay, say that one.
Yes,
okay.
yes. And these are gangs. And then now, when we got towards like episode 3, 4, 5, yeah, I felt bad because I'm like, damn, you're bringing in, like, this is an original story and you're bringing in these classic villains, not even really villains, but these classic antagonists, and you're using them already. Yo, what is this clicking sound?
Fast. That's me, sorry.
And then they brought him in, and then at the end, like, I don't even think they did him bad, but I just, if I want more of this shit, like, y'all gonna need them. So now it's like we're kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? You give us five episodes, and it's like the Yu Hakusho, like, squished into five episodes that I enjoy, but at the same time, you can't do anything with this now.
No. As a lot of negatives, but just for like some positives, like just take it as it is. Yusuke, the guy who plays Yusuke, does a fantastic ass job. Like, he captures the fuck out of Yusuke. It's like personality wise, like,
attitude,
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Mannerism.
I don't know if they got niggas wearing eyeliner either, because I swear to God, niggas is wearing eyeliner too. But that's neither here nor there.
First of all, we need some black people to start doing some of these animes, because these wigs are looking atrocious. I'm sorry. Like, we talk about Keiko shit or not?
Yeah.
We can talk about all of that. I never liked Kurabara in the anime, manga, whatever have you. I did not like this nigga. I liked him in this show. Like, they made him very likable in this show.
Because he was a clown?
Just because, like, he was kind of relatable. He was like, yo, like, this is some wild shit. Like, like, they're fighting, like, I guess, like, the Walking Dead type of thing, like, the bugs to come over, whatever. He's like, this is crazy as shit. Like, why is this shit happening? Very relatable guy. And did not like Kurama. Did not like Kihei. Hated Keiko. Hated Botan. I only really liked Yusuke and
Botan Kobara. Was fine.
I fucking hated the hell out of Botan. Was annoying as shit. Let's see here and there. Like, the action scenes are fucking amazing. Was not expecting the action scenes to look the way they did. Fucking phenomenal. Way better than, not way better than, but kind of better than One Piece, actually. Like, surprisingly enough. Like, when they were fighting,
Hey, yo, my man, I'm right here in front of you. Like,
you didn't even finish. You didn't even make it to the Kurama fight when they were, like, fighting, like, the niggas from the Dark Tournament. That shit should have been ass.
Now, real quick.
I thought it was pretty good.
Now, real quick, I don't care. Spoilers, whatever. You know, I know how this shit ends. What does Emma stay? Because I did find that somewhat funny, or maybe they were just like, yo, hey, that'd be too much CGI. But we all know Emma was a baby, and then he progressively, like, through certain time periods, he turns into an adult. Does he turn into a baby in this?
No. The story is not completely different, but it's just a bunch of arcs pushed into one. Like, the first episode is, like, the first two arcs, basically. And then by episode 3, we're already getting to a Dark Tournament, where so many things have already changed. Like, Genkai doesn't come back to life after a Dark Tournament. Hihei never uses, like, the fucking eye. He uses it once to look for his sister. Never uses
the Jigan eye.
He just magically can control like the black dragon. Yusuke just magically can control the spirit wave. He, like, the character development is not there whatsoever. Like, I'm like, Yusuke caring about Genkai just doesn't matter whatsoever. Like, it's like the character development's, like, lost because everything's so rushed.
Okay.
But I think if you just look at it, like, did I enjoy it? Yeah. Is it a good live action version of Yu Hakusho? No. See, is it enjoyable? Yeah.
I mean, it's come back to the One Piece story was the same thing, right? But we accepted that. We were like, this is not going to be this arc, but it's going to be this whole new thing, but it's going to add elements of this arc into it. And it's an original story. And that's my thing. Is like, it's an original story that I like, but then you take the best parts, like, they're literally the most climatic parts of Yu Yu Hakusho, and then scrunch it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Dark Tournament, like, Tagoro's, like, arc, just his, like, his actual character arc. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You still see it in the anime, in the live action, but it's just, it doesn't hit the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, like, you still see what they're trying to do with, like, he's an honorable guy that got into this position, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's tough, man. I don't hate it or nothing like that. I liked it. I definitely enjoyed it. And like I said, it's because, I was trying to preface this in the beginning. It's like, I haven't watched Yu Yu Hakusho in, like, over a decade.
You know what I'm saying? I watch this every year. You wild.
Like, so I don't remember, like, all every part of it. So, of course, you remember theme song.
Which wasn't in the show at any point, which is a
it was. Talk about it. It was in the first episode. It's in the first episode.
Yes, it was. The dude in the truck. Yes, yes. I know it. Yeah,
did not hear that.
All right, well, real quick. All right, so out of 10, what are we giving this? Or what y'all giving this? Because, like I said, I still
got to You got it. This is a scale, bro. Like, this is definitely like a... Like, if One Piece is like an 8 or a 9, this is definitely like a 6 or a 7. But this isn't like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Okay, and see, that's what I thought. And, you know, like I said, that's the stand. I had to come in here because, like I said, Nissan said something. Well, it's like One Piece. I'm like, whoa. Like, let's pump the brakes now. One Piece is the plateau. I mean, just where like, is that?
Action-wise, it's like the fights in One Piece are like, these are actually, I'm saying, they're not the best, but they're better than, like, I don't know, any Marvel movie fights that have come out. Like, the CGI is not the best, but, like, they work with what they have. Oh, it looked fairly good. Like, I'm saying, like, get to the fights. Like, when Hihei's fighting Axe Dude and when Kurama's fighting, I mean, it looks good. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, the way he finished, like, the way he got through, like, the first, first part of that fight was so clean.
Yeah, Yusuke Brawling is actually clean, very clean. Shout out to the actors for
any clean scenes. Any complaints about Korbar not having the full, like, I don't want to use my hair, for example, but you know, he's supposed to have that shit all the way
pompadour.
Out there.
Full pompadour? It does look like a pompadour.
Yeah,
in the back.
It does look like that, yeah.
But it's still like, it's like a realistic Kuwabara, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't like he was so small, and then Kurama, like, Kurama didn't have that aura.
I mean, yeah, it was terrible. Small nigga ball.
I just brought the Spirit Fox costume, right? It looked like a cosplay.
I didn't like any of Kurama's fits. I ain't gonna lie. And, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, this is supposed to be a pretty ass nigga. Like, it just, he ain't had that.
He wasn't pretty enough for you?
Nah.
You can say it. He wasn't.
The wig was little. He wasn't that pretty. Like, you noticed the wig. And then, like, when he gets in his school. School uniform, like, just, you're still trying to, like, you're like, but even then, you still notice the wig.
He
and
made
the Spirit Fox
using
form,
a whip.
You still notice the wig. Yeah. The whip, man. Like, his fights are cool. The animation, CGI in his fights, definitely cool. I like how they even did the final fight. Like, that shit, they did, it was clean. It's just literally whoever designed his, you know what I'm saying, the costume designer for him was just not it. Like, they just didn't do it that great of a job. But
Kurobar, you just came out, looked perfect. Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Hey. Community, hey, y'all need to reach out to black folks to do these wigs, right? These wigs look atrocious. I'm sorry. Not a fan of them.
These are all Japanese.
Them jokes be crooked. I mean, hey, man, reach out to us, man. Like I said, them jokes was a little crooked. Like, what's going on with Keiko? She don't look like a dime. She look like a rhyme. All right, cool. Whatever.
Since this is the last part of the year, I don't know if I'm doing a review on it, but The Boy and the Heroine, I did see it. Gotta say, not a masterpiece. Good, not a masterpiece.
Oh, he chose his platform to do this right now. Okay.
Just saying, all right. It's better. Is it better than most animated movies? Yes. Is it, like, better than anything that's come out, like, that he's ever put out? Absolutely not. But I still think you guys should see it, make your own opinion, just put it out there. Not a masterpiece.
With a fire cast, because like I said, we did speak, you know, briefly about this. Because what's what? Oh, boys, and damn it, who the hell did I ask you about? J.K. Simmons, aka Jonah Jameson, if you must know, Omni Man. I heard that he is in there. Who else?
Christian Bell, Robert Pattinson, Florence Pugh. It's a stacked ass cast. Doesn't make the story any better.
Oh shit! Don't do it like that, nigga. Goddamn, but. Like I said, it looks beautiful. Excellent illustration. Hey, look at that, Black Santa. Man, it's definitely something worth I'll check it out. Like I said, I'm mandate. You might have to go check it out still.
Yeah, treat yourself.
I mean, kind of shit on it, but
you know, I ain't shit on it.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's like an anti Under the Bridge.
Roy.
Anti Under the Bridge.
I ain't got yeah.
Thank you. Somebody gotta call what it was. Yo, hey, don't watch that shit.
would not watch again. But last episode for the year. What you guys got for Under the Bridge? For the people now.
Just gotta be impactful. Last one. Come on, guys.
I've been interested in simulator games for the past few months, and I finally caved and downloaded one that was on PlayStation Plus, and I downloaded this power washing simulator game where you just power wash houses and bikes and cars and all this shit. And it's very fucking entertaining because to power wash a whole playground dead ass almost takes like 2 to 3 hours. And you're literally just sitting there just staring at the screen, like just watching the fucking like water gun just like take dirt off the side of the house. And it's so oddly satisfying. And I think I'm gonna get into more simulators in the near future. But I don't think I'm gonna do like farming simulator or anything like that. I'm not really into that. But
farming simulator,
you say that right now.
I couldn't do the farming one. I think I downloaded it like farming simulator 22, and I watched like a brief vid on YouTube, and they was talking about all these different machines and boa constrictors, and I don't even know.
Boa constrictor.
I'm not yeah, I know that's a snake. I know. I just thought I'd throw y'all off, but fucking yeah, man. I don't know what the hell they were talking about in that one, but. Power washing simulator, very easy. Just click and spray. Pause. no pause.
My Under the Bridge is a little passion project that I've been wanting to start called Oh So Wavy Lo-Fi. Woo! Check it out on YouTube. I got my first video up
fire.
On Coffee and Chill Lo-Fi Hip Hop.
Fire.
More coming soon. More coming soon. Check it out.
Okay.
He didn't produce it.
I'll go. Mine's a over under the bridge, kind of biting Nissan flow. Well, you know, I'm putting people on, but I might have to, you know, get a little aggression off, if you will, because I was highly disappointed how it ended. Gave me King of Thrones vibe.
Oh, true.
Game of Thrones vibes. I'm sorry, can't even get it out. Yeah, you know, Archer, it's finally wrapped, man. It's done. 14 seasons, and then including a one-hour special. I believe it was called, what was that episode called? I think it was called Cold. Give me 1 second. Archer. Fuck it. Can't even remember it because it wasn't that important. Highly disappointed, but it still is a good watch. 14 seasons, I'm sorry. John H. Benjamin, if you don't know, is Bob. Iconic voice. He's always smoked his role. I mean, it's over. I mean, it's bittersweet, you know. Sad that it had to go out. I you know, the talk we had earlier, like, I was so frustrated. I was able to get my shit off all the way, but, like, now that I have to, you know, speak about it, you know, it's a wrap, man. It's done. But definitely, if you got some time, got some free, you know, want to start a good series, you know, check it out. It's on Hulu. Archer. That's it for me.
That could have sworn you.
I want to go for more.
Four or five times.
I feel like you used Archer before too. What do we say? Bullshit too. So it's whatever.
That's fine.
There you go. Yeah. Share mistake. Yeah. Shut up, niggas.
My under the bridge last one of the year is gonna be the Apothecary Diaries. So another anime. I'm always putting on anime. This is
that right?
You think you better than us?
Might not. So essentially it's about a girl that's it's like kind of like feudal Japan, and she essentially is like kind of like she works with like herbs and shit like that, so she like can make medicine. That's what apothecary means. And essentially she gets taken away from her family, and then she becomes like a slave to the royal house, and then it's just like showing her a little story as she like, it's like kind of like the same in these isekais where everyone has like their own special ability or power, and then the story like revolves around them. And in hers, it's like she makes medicine, so she's, it's weird because it's low-key like Detective Conan-ish because she's like solving like,
oh, where? So you like, fan now too?
Like, I'm clearly not watching that shit. I'm not watching 1,000 episodes. But
you shouted it out that brief second. So
hey, I know what it's about. You know, I watched it 15 years ago. So
I'm gonna fuck you up for that.
It's a drama. It's a shoujo. I've been watching my shoujos this year. You know, I'm getting more in tune with my feelings. You know, it's not just all like, you know, little shonen shows. You know. So, yeah, like I said, it's little, you know, we all know what's going to happen in the show and stuff. Sojo is kind of the same. It's a girl. These girls, you know, in a perfect world, you know, everything falls around them. But anyways, yeah. So she's, the story's still devolving around her relationship in that, like I said, feudal Japan. So, and there's all these her hierarchy she has to worry about, and just shows her working around that. And yeah, that's it. The Apothecary Diaries. I know you're not gonna watch it, but
how many?
It's on Crunchyroll.
How many seasons?
One season. It's going right now. It's on. I'm on episode 10.
Mm. Okay.
I might check it out.
Okay.
If
Frank, that's Crunchyroll.
Nothing else is out. But yeah, man, 2023 is over. It's a wrap. Another year down, man. We closing
670 subscribers on YouTube, man.
Oh yeah,
they've been listening.
Yeah, yeah.
They subscribing.
Shout out.
They listening.
Shout out to y'all, man. Bigger and better things next year. Y'all got any closing statements for the year, man?
Cardi B is single, and I love you, baby. I just wanted to say it on the final pod, confessing my love for you. And 2024 is for us.
Let's get it. What about Coco Jones?
So, about that, you know what I'm saying? Coco Jones, that's my main. Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? That's,
Cardi B, you know, just yelled at Offset from the Parasite chick. So look what you're doing.
I knew you were going to try to do that. That's my main too. Niggas ain't shit. My main too. Coco Jones, baby. You know I love you, baby.
Oh, man. Did I hear something?
We came a long way. Came a long way from the basement. That's all I'll say. Keep progressing. Yeah. Keep moving forward.
Big year.
I mean, bigger. Hey, man. Bigger. Better. Pause. We coming.
Yeah.
Pause again.
Shout out to everybody that listened this year. That's tuned
in. That's a fact.
That's like, that's commented. Last year, we definitely... I mean, it's, you know, like you said, it's not a big number, but it's a big number to us. And we definitely didn't think we'd even be doing this shit anymore. So shout out to everybody. Nah. Still rocking with
trials and tribulation we went through. It was a lot, man.
Shout out to the 661 subscribers, man. Shout out to y'all for clicking play and like.
There you go. Appreciate y'all, man.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to everyone, and to all a good night.
Ooh, you got that off good. All right, nice.
He just turd ducking the holidays. You sick bastard.
Oh, man, well done. I'm proud of you, young blood.
Wait, how did it say that again?
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Don't jinx it.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
You practice this. You practice in pre-pro, nigga?
No.
Yeah, that's nasty.
You know, blessings to all I incorporate, all equality, all of that, you know.
This nigga's speaking in tongues. Say that shit three times fast. He might summon something.
All right. No. I'm trying to start a flex in this joint. Relax. Like I'm saying, it's show twice.
All right, yeah, that's going to do it for us. Of course, on break for the next 2 weeks. We'll catch y'all next year in 2024. Y'all be easy. Peace.